Hi guys, how are you? This is Helkin Celis and I'm here with you sharing the last episode, but this is going to be in English. This is going to be the second episode on the English podcast. Why? Because many people is really taking advantage of the information that I'm sharing with you, and I am really pleased and thankful for your listenings, because I think that most of the people that want to trade on trading and want to do a better life doing trading is not yet convinced that they need to take a long period of time on this journey. And they forgot the word commitment. Okay, so if you really want to take a great step and a big step into your trading journey, what you need to do is to get a commitment, but a full commitment, and not just to barely commit yourself to this profession. Why? Because I've seen many people that they are struggling with this kind of problem, that is the commitment, and not just in the trading. They fail the commitment part in their sentimental area, in the love area, also in their physique, also in their health, also in their profession. So they really want to get better results, but they don't want to commit themselves to learn the right basis, to invest in themselves, to know how they are, who they are, and what are their advantages, what they are the disadvantages, I guess is the right word. I don't know, but this is kind of difficult, because if you don't get the full commitment on this trading area, you cannot really get ahead on your results. You're going to be struggling a lot. You're going to be facing yourself every single time that you're not committed to this kind of sector. And I'm going to share with you some little steps or some little tips in order to you get better on this idea. Let's start to understanding why you're not fully committed to one thing. And this happens because obviously our world, our universe is made by a lot of diversity around us. So I guess that this is the main problem, because we have many choices to do, many options to take advantage of, and we don't really see in a deep way how that choices are going to affect your life. Obviously, this applies when you choose the path of the trading, the path of an investor, and you take so much time in order to you get and figure out your perception on this area. Okay, so I guess, and I've been studying, and all the people that I've been learning from, they all say that most of our problems of the commitment, they are made by our childhood. And why? Because most of our parents are not fully committed on their profession. They are not fully committed to be a better salesman, better entrepreneur, better businessman, better real estate agent. They are not committed to be that kind of person, to be that example. So it is difficult to us to figure out how to be a great business person or trader in order to be better and get committed to every single action that we do. Obviously, this happens because most of the people, they are not connected with a great successful person. They are not connected to successful person or successful people. Okay, so it is difficult, because in my case, in my example, in my life, I've been struggling with that, and this is a little bit hard because you don't have the any kind of friends that they are really doing in a great way. Probably they are doing a little bit better than you, but they are not super excellent on that. That was my case. That's what I really wanted to approach new people, to meet new people, that they are above me and they are they can teach me many things that I haven't learned in my life. So I really suggest you to do that, because if you're not ahead of your life, if you don't have better friends, you don't have a better quality people around you, you are going to be struggling a lot, and this is going to be a mess in order to you be successful. Because obviously, if you don't have a hard mind, if you don't have an stoic mind, you're not going to be successful in your life. You're going to be a weak man, a weak girl. And I don't want to get deep on the definition that you probably felt less than what I'm saying. No. What I'm trying to say is that probably if you're not getting yourself into the position to train yourself to get tough so much times, probably the life will get tough for you, and you're going to miss many opportunities, and probably you're going to face something, and you're going to blame everything. Okay, that's the thing that happens when the people is not committed. The people are not committed to be a successful trader, because most of them, they blame the markets, they blame where they have studied, they blame their mentors, they blame everything, but they don't blame themselves. They blame the risk, they blame the money, they blame the government, they blame everything, but not themselves. And what do you think that this is happening? Why do you think that this is a massive problem? That probably you're not going to be, you're not going to leave that kind of problem behind in a short period. Why do you think that this happens? Because most of the people, most of the media, most of the environment always wants you to get you involved, that you are not fully commitment, that you can do it by some little steps, and then you can be a successful one. A successful person in order to you achieve your greatness. And that's not the reality of the situation in this life. You need to get tough, you need to get something different inside your mind and take advantage of the stoic mind. You can learn that, you can search it on internet, that thing, and you need to be a better guy, a better girl in order to succeed as a trader or investor. And you don't need to blame anything. You just need to blame yourself. Why? Because probably you don't have the right knowledge. Probably you haven't practiced enough to get better results. Probably you don't know how to read the market. Probably you're not working on your mindset. You're probably working on everything else, but not you. You're blaming your partner. You're blaming everything. You're blaming everything. But you don't blame yourself. And that's something you need to do over and over. Why? Because if you take this kind of responsibility into your life, it's going to be easy for you. So what I really suggest you, and I'm going to give you some steps to get better on your trading journey and apply this in any area of your life. The first step I recommend to you is that you need to take responsibility on every single decision that you do. Whatever, if you can do a profit or maybe a loss on your trading journey, so all the losses are part of the journey. But doesn't matter if you understand why you lost or why you lose. Okay, so this is the first step. Get the right responsibility in order to you succeed on every single decision of your trading setups and in your life. The second one, I suggest you this. You need to practice how to be tough, how to resist the toughness of the life. Okay? So this is going to be a great challenge for you, and you need to be tough. You need to understand how to be a great risk taker, but a measured one. Okay, so you need to measure your risk in order to get tough on life, and then you need to be committed to every single decision. Okay, the third one, the last one, is you need to take and understand what are your weaknesses and what are your strengths, and then build on your strengths. Because if you think that you're not a committed person, you don't take the responsibility of your life, probably this is your weakness. And you need to figure out how to get better on that. And then recover yourself from the mediocrity, recover yourself from the victim mentality. So you need to wake up every single day. So work on your weaknesses, but also on your strengths. And how do you know that? Knowing more about you, reading the right books, asking help for the right books, and asking help that from people that they are above you and they are ahead of you and they are reaching out more success than you. Okay, guys? So this is the episode. I guess this is a short one, and I'm going to give you like little steps like this in order to you get better on your trading journey, on your area. And thank you for listening to me, for hearing all this podcast. And remember, you at the final of every single episode that I'm going to do is, if you want to take responsibility on your trading, and if you want to take above of your results, you can follow all my pages. I'm going to give so much value to you and for you in order to you get better on your trading. If you want help, you can send a message and we can talk about it. Okay, so take care guys, see you on the next episode. Bye bye.